We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Welcome to the Three's Us podcast, the most sonderous podcast there is. I don't even know if that's even like a word, but I just made it up because I just wanted to ask specifically Daniel, because I think I talked about this with Mason when we were on our trip. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of the word sonder, or like the meaning of sonder?
Sonder.
Yeah.
Sonder, that makes it sound like a word that has to do with 11 herbs and spices,
no,
you know?
It's
like to like lightheartedly walk and skip about.
Ah, saunter, yes.
I guess closer just because it's not 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what saunder is. What is that?
So saunder, I guess, is just, it's like a newer idea that's just a way of, I guess, like putting into words a feeling or like a, so it's...
It's a realization.
Yes, yeah. It's just like, it's like a wholesome
and
thing.
And like the accompanying feelings of that realization.
Yeah. So the definition is the profound feeling of realizing that everyone, including strangers passing in the street, has a life as complex as one's own, which they are constantly living despite one's personal lack of awareness of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's so sonder?
Yeah. That's what
our podcast is, the most sonderous podcast.
We have a really good we always have that profound feeling of realizing that everyone around us has like an equally as vivid and complex life as our own.
Yes. We don't paint the picture that the three of our lives are actually extremely embarrassingly simple.
Yeah. But I mean, I just think it's like it's a fairly wholesome idea. But I think it just kind of describes to me like having a decent perspective in life is just kind of understanding mm-hmm. that like, oh, everyone around you's life is just as like difficult
rich
or like
and complex.
You know, yeah.
Sucky.
Yeah.
Shitty.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like why, for example, I feel like I'm a fairly patient person when it comes to a lot of people in different, you know, environments.
I would say Danny is pretty sonderous.
I would say you're too sonderous.
Ooh.
I would second that.
You need to dial it back.
Like whatever it is when you're sonderous, but not toward yourself.
Oh, sure. When like you cut other people more slack than you cut yourself, sort of.
Yeah, this isn't necessarily always having to do with Danny either, but like when one does not consider their needs as complex and significant, you know?
Yeah.
You got to do your own saundry, man.
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
Well, cause
sometimes, I don't know. You're like, well, hey, look, man, I'm not, you know, starving or whatever, so yeah, I guess I'm fine when we're talking about a dynamic that's been like toxic for you or whatever.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah, no, I get that. I gotta thanks guys for airing out my dirty saundry. Anyway, no, I just thought I would reference that. It has nothing to do with the shout out, but I wanted to move over to the shout out because this shout out is awesome.
Shout out to who, Danny?
Okay, thank you. This is Creative Roxy.
What's up, Creative Roxy?
Shout out to you, Creative Roxy. So, this is your episode.
Yes, this is all about you because Creative Roxy sent a photo that I will show you guys, but the description says
of your bedroom.
Yes,
from the window.
Yeah. It's actually Daniel, but from over his shoulder.
Oh, like,
Roxy. Daniel showering too. Things. Yeah.
Thanks, Roxy.
It says, just wanted to show you this friendship bracelet my friend and I made based on our favorite Guess That acronym.
Whoa.
And the friendship bracelet, check it out. It says, I'll say it for the readers first, LMT, 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 TMS, MB, MB, which is let me through, let me through, let me through. That's my son, my boy, my boy. So you guys can see that they made a friendship bracelet.
That's so fucking funny.
Using,
that's amazing.
It's funny too, is that I think in order to fill up the space, or maybe it has a reason, there's just five N's in a row. Maybe it's just no.
Oh yeah, probably no.
Yeah.
You gotta post that in the group chat, man.
That's so funny.
So yeah, Creative
that's
Roxy.
Awesome, Creative Roxy.
Roxy is creative.
Yes. That is
a
incredible.
A friendship bracelet that is the acronym.
Yeah. Let me through. That's my son. My boy, or whatever. Yeah.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Why? Why is it that we all agree as a culture that it's so fun to clown on that scene? Even if, because like, you know, I think a lot of people who like to clown on it don't even think it's bad. It's just fun to clown on it.
Yeah, totally. No, because I actually think Goblet of Fire is like a good movie. I really enjoy Goblet of Fire. I think it's
the only
it's just
thing really bad in it is the hair.
Is the what?
is the hair. Everyone's hair looks like dick in that movie. Harry
Potter. It's kind of in a weird like phase in their adolescence.
It's hair department straight to jail vibes, but everything else is really good about that movie.
I think the reason we clown on it is because it's such a stark contrast between the joy of the Hogwarts march over like Cedric Diggory's dad being like, my son's dead. Oh no. Also one thing that I saw a video recently on TikTok that was like pretty like, oh, it just points out something also kind of stupid in like the Harry Potter world, which, sorry Mason, there are stupid things in the Harry Potter world.
There's so many countless.
I know, yeah. They were like, it was POV, like you bought tickets to see the Triwizard tournament or whatever. It's the maze. It's the last like thing where they go through the maze, and it's like a bunch of people being like, woo, yeah, go Cedric. And then they like walk in and you're like, God, how much did we pay for these tickets? Because they're just in the fucking maze the entire time. You can't see anything. Yeah. You literally
and
just
then when
wait
he comes
until,
out, he's dead.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's one of those things where I think all of the except for maybe like the dragon one, they're all
nothing
like...
Nothing about the entire Triwizard tournament as a spectator makes any sense.
Well, like, maybe they have some kind of special wizard...
like Jumbotron?
TV. Yeah. Jumbotron.
Yeah. I don't know. They don't show it.
And I feel like... I mean, like, in all the challenges, like, in the dragon one, it's also funny, because, like, for Harry's, they just see him fuck off. Like, he just flies away, the dragon flies away, and that's kind of all they get for a while.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
the best one.
Yeah, yeah. The rest of them are, they're underwater, or they're, you know, in a maze, or, you know, whatever, and you're like, oh, sick. Anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. I love that the reason why I said it was the best shout out was because Creative Roxy literally made something based out entirely
That's
out
so
of something
sick.
That we
Creative
made.
Creative Roxy, I hold that very dear to my heart. I have a photo of it now. I am showing this photo to everyone I know.
Yeah, yeah. Daniel, what the hell is this?
Speaking
of Cedric dying, all right, yeah, yeah.
I bet he wished he didn't die and just passed out instead.
Oh, yeah, sure. Probably. Yeah,
like
yeah.
me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So,
today's the worst day ever. I totally died today. I got murdered.
Okay, so for the listeners out there in the itinerary, it just says, it says, I've been trying not to pass out lately, is what this talking point
is.
Yes,
that's what Daniel wrote as a cry for help to us. So, so Daniel, what's going on here? Why did you write that in the itinerary?
So as you guys know, I've been... exercising and seeing how I've been unconscious.
I've been passing out lately, yeah.
And I've been exercising, seeing how strong I can get, and I entered my cut phase last week. And to cut, I am doing intermittent fasting and keto, which really sucks. And my caloric intake is just like, compared to what it was before.
Sure.
And so now when I'm working out, because we're also doing like doubles, meaning like we work out two body parts instead of one.
Yeah. Would you actually slow down for a second and help explain to me like what these phases are and why?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people that are into like weightlifting and things like that will do two different phases, one being the bulk phase. Mm-hmm. So that's when you try to gain as much muscle as you can, and you're also like eating a lot so you can like support that muscle growth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you have a cut phase where you cut your caloric intake, and for me, work up more on cardio stuff instead of just straight weightlifting.
Yeah.
And so that way, like, you cut away like all the fat and you just have like the pretty muscles.
You lean out,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm in the cut phase now, and I think it's a combination of the altitude, my medication, and lack of caloric intake, but man, it sucks. Like, there was one point where I actually almost passed out, and I was
You're just sitting there?
No. When I was working out.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, I was doing an exercise. I think I was doing like a deadlift or something, and then like all of a sudden, just like black spots.
Oh, that sucks, Daniel. That concerns me to hear that.
It's better than if you're bench pressing and there's no one around to spot you.
I'm going to be totally real for a second. Daniel has a history of going really hard when he like works out and does conditioning stuff. So I'm like, just Daniel, try to moderate it so that you don't feel lightheaded.
I do remember in like college, I think we'd go to the weight room of the rec center every once in a while. And I remember amongst like the 50 people working out, you could still hear Daniel going,
respect and admire Daniel's tenacity and willingness to like do push the himself. Work.
Yeah.
I will say though, yes, he is a bit of a screamer.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah. I think Daniel, you once gave me the analogy for like doing bench presses where it's like when you're getting to the very end, especially like if you're like, oh my gosh, it's the last rep and I'm like so tired, is to like visualize pushing a car off of like a loved one, which I think you said like your like brother-in-law like taught you or something. Is the idea that like, oh yeah, you're just willing up that last bit of strength to like save a loved one from like injury or death. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to access the adrenaline. You
know? Yeah. Totally. Totally. It does remind me. So because I had a personal training like fitness assessment, because when I signed up for my gym membership, they have like a free like fitness assessment, and I went super hard. It was like a total body thing. It was like an hour and a half, and I was fucking exhausted by the end. But I didn't want to show my like trainer that I was exhausted and that I needed to vomit. So I was like sweating profusely and was like, I just physically cannot continue. And I was like, and he was like, okay, yeah, so meet me back up over by the desk and you know whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, I gotta pee real quick. And then I like went to the bathroom and just dry heaved for like 2 minutes.
Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, that's too much.
I like dry heaved, and then I went back out and I was like, all right, anyway, what's up, man?
You both need to
I mean, that was I think that was just like I didn't know how difficult it was by the end. I think I stopped the workout and that's when I was like, whoa.
It's also complicated because I don't want to come off like I'm condemning like your motivation level or even how far you're willing to push yourselves. I do admire that, I promise. And Lord knows I need more of that in my life. It's just that like I feel like a workout's consequence shouldn't be passing out or vomiting, though. And I'm trying to square those two things in my mind, you know?
Yeah,
definitely going a little too hard, but I'm like keeping track of myself and making sure that I don't pass out because passing out sucks. Actually, you know what? I've never passed out before, so I can't say that for
sure. Ever? Oh, okay.
But I've passed out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Me too. When
did you pass out, Mason?
You actually know this story, Daniel, not from working out, but okay. I was with my girlfriend. I passed out and my girlfriend called Daniel to come over and bring some stuff to me and help rock me to sleep. I don't even remember if I told the story on the,
you told the story.
Yeah. Oh, I did. Okay.
On the podcast,
I lost a lot of blood. It happened to be out my ass.
And why'd you say then like that?
Yeah. In hospital intake, they took blood and then gave me an athletic butt slap and sent me home. And the aggregated loss of blood led me to eat my next meal and pass out immediately. I was like, that was delicious. Thunk.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah.
Daniel, if you want to really not pass out, just plug your ass, because that was my biggest mistake. is I just let myself lose a shitload of blood, you know?
You need one of those like fitness butt plugs. Yeah.
Track your steps.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it helps me focus.
I mean, speaking of like feeling pretty weak and slow after a workout, Daniel, looks like you have a softer, worse, slower, weaker for us.
Yes, sir. It's been a while.
I know.
I'm going to interject randomly because this is kind of like unusual to have happen. But while we're filming this podcast, I just got a notification that Bad Atmosphere has won another festival award.
Nice.
Which is like,
Hell yeah.
Normally I get notifications that like we did or didn't get into a festival or just don't get notifications normally.
Yeah.
But this one was like,
you won.
You not only got into a festival, you just won an award. So I was like distracted like 2 minutes ago being like, oh, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. That's dope. Yeah. Mason, don't pass out. Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
try not to pass out. I'm clenching really hard.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
That always helps.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's like when I know that they would always emphasize that with like marching band and stuff, where when we would take like our marching band photos and stuff like that, like you're not supposed to lock your knees when you're like standing up there for a long time. It's the same with choir.
Yeah.
Like you're
or
not
playing
ever,
trumpet.
Yeah.
Or lifting weights.
You will just literally pass out. If you do it for long
anyway,
enough.
I'm clenching.
But yeah, Daniel, softer, we're slower, weaker.
Let's hit us, Daniel.
Hit us.
Yes. So as y'all remember, but maybe our listeners don't, softer, we're slower, weaker comes from harder, better, faster, stronger, the very popular Daft Punk song, Rest in Peace. But we are doing the opposites, just kind of like a box office opposites.
Daniel
reads us song lyrics, but they're all flipped on their
I forgot how like hard this is, because you have to
just
latch on to one set of lyrics. You can't then just shut Daniel out. Well, because it's so hard when you give like four sentences in a row where they're all opposites.
I enjoy the challenge.
Good for you. This one is actually a Christmas movie edition.
Since
now that Halloween's
like these
passed,
are lines of dialogue.
No. Sorry, it's the name of Christmas movies.
It is box office opposites.
Yeah, this is box office opposites. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It is
Christmas movie. Perfect.
Yeah. So here we go. Christmas movie edition.
Okay.
This one is kind of weird, but cool. I think it's gonna be really easy. Okay. So the first one is the frown.
The Grinch.
The Grinch.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Grinch.
The frounch. Yeah. I like that. Usually,
that's
this
good.
Is
that's creative. I like that.
I feel like one of the things I consider when I do games for you guys is like I'll try and make it easy to hard. Sometimes I feel like Daniel's just like I don't care. I'm just gonna go like hardest one second, and then like easiest one penultimate. You know, whatever. Yeah.
That was a great intro.
Oh,
thanks.
The Grinch was good.
I get lazy and I just like do whatever comes.
No, it's great.
As it comes to mind.
It's great because the Grinch is essentially the Frounch anyway.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. In his vibe, you know,
All right, here's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, it'll be just as easy.
Cool.
The Day Stallion after Halloween.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
There yes, you go. Sir.
Nightmare. Stallion. Yeah. So I like how Daniel does it too. He'll break it into two different words like that too, the frounch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I love. Yeah.
This one might be quite a bit difficult.
Okay.
But it does help that you know the theme.
Yeah.
Giant.
Oh, Elf.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Yeah,
I was way off my like line of reasoning internally.
The largest elf cleric. You guys remember that? That was like a. Anyway, I don't know how I got that.
Well, Mason, you better get this one. Outside together.
Home Alone.
Oh, damn
yes,
it.
Sir!
Damn it. Oh, I should have just like, you're pointing at Mason, so I should have just been like, I should have said Home Alone before you're done talking.
Right. It'd be really funny if before the clue, Daniel said, you should get this, so Danny just snipes it.
Oh, Home Alone or Harry Potter. Yeah. Or the Hindenburg.
Or the Hindenburg.
Is the Hindenburg one of those?
A classic Christmas movie.
My favorite holiday cheer source.
Oh my gosh.
This next one, I think we may have done before.
Okay.
But we'll do it again because it is a Christmas movie. Live Soft.
Oh, Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Yes, sir.
I remember we talked about how it was, I guess it's like there's like a Christmas party or something in the Die Hard movie.
Live Soft is my version of Die Hard.
Yeah. Live Soft.
Makes me think of Live Strong too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just soft.
I was just thinking like you can never have a hard penis. You know, you live soft.
That's me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's Mason. Yeah.
This is one of my favorite ones. I hope you guys get it. It's a terrible Chex.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Because life cereal.
You went that route with it. Not death.
It's a terrible cornflakes.
Yeah. It's a terrible cornflakes.
Terrible Oreo O's.
It's a me and Mario.
It's a terrible Captain Crunch Oops All Berries.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, that would be. Yeah. That's the one. Good job, Mason. Good job.
I did on Twitter like months and months ago see like a collage of different like because like Oops All Berries is now part of like a series of different kinds of Captain Crunch, like Oops This, Yeah. And like I saw it like captioned as like, what the fuck is going on at this factory, dude? they just are fucking up left and right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Get it
yeah.
together.
Oops, yeah. All berries. Yeah.
Here's the last one to seal the deal.
Yeah.
The Grinch Amendment.
Whoa, the Grinch Amendment. Amendment. What the hell is the opposite of the Grinch? The Frounch. amendment.
The Santa?
Yes.
Oh, the Santa the Claus.
Yeah, the Santa Claus.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The Santa Claus.
Oh, my
Claus.
Lord, yeah.
Wait, what is that movie?
You don't know that movie?
No.
It's the one where Tim Allen,
yeah, Santa
kills
Claus.
Santa or something, and so he has to be Santa now.
Yeah, like what? I think he like runs him over or something. Santa? Yeah, or, yeah,
yeah. That's like the clause is that like if you kill Santa, you're
you
Santa
become
now.
Santa.
Yeah.
That's a horror movie. Santa.
Yeah. That'd be great if like Santa had like a huge bounty on his head then, because like a lot of like assassins want to like kill Santa Claus Santa. To become Santa. Yeah.
They're like, I want to be magic and give out gifts.
I have another one that. This one came out last year, featuring with David Harbour, I think, as Santa Claus. It's Peaceful Day.
Peaceful.
Well, I guess you guys wouldn't know this if you didn't know the movie that came out last year. But there was like
horror
a
horror night.
Scare night.
What's the opposite of a peaceful protest? A
violent.
Yeah, violent night.
Yeah, violent night was it was like a thriller Santa Claus, like horror thriller, featuring David Harbour as Santa Claus called Violent Night, which I thought was a good name.
How does Tim Allen kill Santa?
I don't remember. He like runs over him or something.
I feel like running over makes the most sense.
Okay, so it wasn't like a calculated murder.
I don't think he actually kills him. I think he like breaks his leg or something that causes him to not be able to give out.
he just temporarily fills in.
I think so. I don't remember. Yeah.
I don't know. The first thing I pictured is like a high octane stealth mission where Tim Allen is like trying to murder Santa then like snaps his neck.
Right. Which is not the vibe of this movie at all. I feel like
and
this
movie
is very.
This is a family movie.
Yeah. I hate that my first thought of when you asked, like, how does he kill him or whatever was like, oh, you know, I don't know if it's too much sauce, but like how Dick Cheney accidentally shot that guy when he was hunting.
That's not too much sauce.
Like
he
one
was
day,
hunting
yeah.
with Santa.
Yeah, or he was hunting. Yeah, Santa. Yeah, and then he accidentally shot Santa. Yeah. So that's great, Daniel. I loved that that softer, worse, slower, weaker. We've got a back to back, essentially box office opposites, which is great.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why the frown.
With Christmas cheer from that, Daniel.
I know, yeah.
Me too.
I can never have a Frounch ever again after that. I don't know why, but the Frounch is like sticking with me. I like the Frounch a lot. Yeah.
Are there any like any of the holidays? Are there any like movies you do watch traditionally around the holidays? Mm. And a secondary question to that are there any oddball movies that you watch?
Yes,
as a tradition of the holidays.
I do. I mean, like we. I think we always vary it up. Last year we did Elf with my family. But like we don't watch Elf every single year. Mm-hmm. I Harry Potter. I usually get in the. I know Mason. Calm. Don't get too crazy. Yeah. Mason's like, oh my god. I mean,
Harry Potter apparently is a Christmas movie.
Yeah. So. I think it's just there's something the magic of it kind of makes you think about the holidays sometimes. Also, they have the holidays in every single.
But, yeah, they have
episode,
a Christmas scene in every Harry Potter. That's probably why.
And I always like around this time of year think about like rewatching all the Harry Potter movies. I don't know if I don't do it every year, but I think
I
about it.
I want to do that now.
Yeah, totally. Mason's like, fuck
I didn't say anything. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Fine, Mason. Yeah. I'll watch them all.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because Mason's favorite thing to watch is the Hindenburg during the holidays.
There's actually not that much content.
I know.
I
it's
get
like
through
one
it pretty fast.
Angle. Yeah. And and someone may or may not say, oh, the humanity. We actually don't know.
Oh,
yet.
Yeah. That's my favorite movie monologue of all time.
Yeah. Oh, the humanity. That's the end of the Threeses podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening at home and hopefully playing along, though. I'm sure every once in a while.
I'm sure we'll do more holiday movie follow-up type segments as we get closer to the holidays.
Teaser for next episode, we are going to do a holiday-based thing. So, be on the lookout for that. Wowie, we're in the spirit. Daniel, what do you got to say?
Let us know your favorite holiday movie watching thingies.
Oh, yeah.
Because we like to know things about you,
mm-hmm.
You cutie.
Oh.
I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Good night.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.